Take the space you feel well in. Arrive at yourself. Use your hands to feel into the realm of your heart, into your chest. And it's a good idea if you do not just put your hands on your chest, but keep a little bit of distance and use the hands just like eyes with which you look into your center. And then just sense how your center reacts when it feels perceived. And let this reaction happen. And then slowly turn the hands. And slowly stream down through the body, through the pelvis, through the legs, into your feet. And maybe even a little bit below your feet. And then try to notice how your body reacts. Maybe it's not just going down with what you do, but it feels uplifted. It feels tall. And the chest wide. Let go. Return to yourself. Make a step forward. And for those of you who are new to the webinars, actually, that's what we want to achieve. We do one thing actively, streaming down. And the rest happens by itself, only by me perceiving it. And every Eurythmy exercise aims at this, activating this inner force of uprightness and richness. Let's try it once again. Arrive calmly at yourself. Let your inner space feel being seen. Turn the hands like two little bowls. Use them to lead this sense of being perceived downwards through the body, through the legs, into the earth. And also perceive yourself at the same time. And if everything goes perfect, you feel tall, great, and even the heels become light. Let go and relax. Breathe. And that's one principle. Don't put yourself under stress. I have to feel, become great or something like that. It's just you try. Can I perceive something? And this, I try to do this or that. That's the body's reacting to. That's what he loves. Your interest. Yeah. Not how good or how well you are doing it. And now just try to sense a little bit your fingers, your thumb, and just widen them a little bit. Feel the thumb, the pointing finger, the middle one, the ring finger, the pinky one. And then you come back with the pinky one, the ring finger, the middle finger. Yeah, the one who points and the thumb. And again, can I feel this finger? Can I feel that one? Can I feel that one? And come back. Can I feel that one? Can I feel that one? Great. And it's just being curious. Can I feel them? Don't force yourself to feel them. Just be curious. And now just remember how we felt when we did the starting exercise, and just recollect how it was after you did it, you felt yourself, you felt your uprightness. And stay centered when you slowly weave with your fingers a little bit outside, towards the outside and towards the inside. And then let's grow this horizontally. Weave a little bit outside, to the outside, and come back, weaving with your fingers. And next sphere, can I feel my fingers? And can I feel my fingers coming in? Next sphere, one after the other, all at the same time, and enjoy. Can I sense the air between my fingers? And don't forget to feel your heart at the same time. And return to your center. And breathe. Let's do the same a little bit diagonally upwards. So just weave a little bit here and come back. Next sphere, weave a little bit, feel your fingers very gently. Next sphere, weave a little bit. And again, next sphere, weave a little bit there and come back. It may be a little bit bigger, but don't lose your center. Feel your fingers and the air there. So nice. So gentle, so soft, and return. And breathe. And one last time, diagonally, yeah, to the side, but downwards a little bit. Stay centered. Just sense what's there. And use your fingers and do it slowly. What's there? Don't force yourself to sense something. Just be interested. Can I sense something? How do I feel my fingers down there? And one step further out, but stay centered. And return to your center. And then, can you feel all six directions we have just done? And can you keep this feeling when you let your hands sink? And just recollect them in this. Plexuses are formed. Huh? You have different ones, the solar plexus. They have a center, but it's not raying out. These centers are more waving out. And maybe we've touched a little bit of the feeling, what it is like. Or what is around, living around such a center. So when we continue working on this question of the autonomic nerve system, the nerves are, yeah, in a way lead streams of light. Yeah? Consciousness, which is not our head consciousness, through the body, streams of light. But it's a different sort of light as we are used to think it up here. And let's try to do the L gesture in a way which supports this idea. For those of you who do not know this gesture, no problem at all. It's so easy. You just start here and have the feeling that's the surface of the earth and light leaves, the hands lie on the surface. And in the autumn, everything dives into the earth, nourishes the roots. And then after a while, this energy streams up, and in the heart, an unfolding takes place towards the upper world, the outside world, the world of light. And just open up your heart to this world and return to where you started. as if the autumn would come and peace would come back, calmness. We try it two more times. Slowly we dive in, and the legs may bend, huh? They don't have to be stiff. The arms come up and slowly, and you can even try to do it with your heart. This opens your hands. And then you feel the sphere of light around you. Don't lift your hands too far. Just be open to this world of light and bring it to rest. You stand between earth and heaven. One last time, and take your time. Sense every millimeter, how your muscles move, what your fingers do, how you use your heart to open up. Maybe colors, a rainbow arises. And return to the sphere of peace. Feel your breath, return to your center. And let go. I recommend when you do exercises that it's useful to come back to your center first and then let go. Then it's easier to keep what we've been doing in the exercise connected with you. Letting go directly is not wrong, but doing it this way makes it easier. And now we want to, address a little bit. Dear system down there, how is it your realm? And now we try that we do the L in a way that we bring this light of the upper world with us down into this realm down there. But not like rays or colors, but like droplets of light. Yeah? Tiniest droplets of light. And this we try to do maybe two or three times that we let this light slowly, penetrate these spheres. And for this reason, we start now at a different place. We start down here where the darkness lives. We open up to the light. We stay connected with the realm down there. We feel the light, and now let go. Feel what's around your arms. And what's around your arms, you just let stream into the sphere down there. Breathe, start again. Open up to the light. And then change from sensing your arms to have a feeling for what's around your arms, the light, and use your arms to let the light around your arms stream downwards. And feel how it's received. It's everywhere down there. And you do it one last third time. L. What's around your arms now? And this leads your arms down carefully. Everywhere it is. Return to your heart. Feel what's going on down there now, around you. Breathe. And let go. And everything that has to do with nerves has also to do with creation. So it's building a body, and in the end we will see what for we build the body. And we just know it needs protection. So we do what in Buddhism we call the B gesture. We reach out into the spheres of light. And slowly with the arms, we bring them in, creating a shelter around ourselves, a cloth, wrapping it around us in a way that the body feels protected. And in this protection, it starts to grow. And also now feel down into your lower system. What does it feel like there? Let go. Make one step forward. We repeat and then we sit down to listen to the resonance. Just connect with the spheres of light out there. Bring them in. Condense them to a cloth of security, protection, which protects what we have just been doing, and also you. Feel protected from without and from within. Return to yourself. Let go. Breathe and carefully sit down and listen to how the body reacts to what we did. And it's not important that you notice a lot, but take your time to develop interest. Which parts of my body do I notice first? How do they enter my consciousness? What do your feet feel like at the moment? Do they feel the same? And how would you describe the difference? If you look in your body, upper body, lower body, do you perceive more processes of warmth or of freshness or of light? How would you describe it? And when you listen to the quality of your breath, how would you describe it? Narrow, wide, calm. And what lives stronger in your consciousness, your lung sphere or your heart sphere? And if you cannot put it like that, how would you describe the difference? And how do you experience the sphere under your diaphragm, down to the pelvis? Like a space, like a something with many things in it, everything is possible.